after, didn't it, really, at the end?
Well, it was a nice way to win it. It was an outstanding game of football. I think that's the first thing you have to say. I think it was two teams that just went toe-to-toe. I thought we started the game great. You know, we should have been a couple of goals up in the first 5 minutes. And then there was a bit of a misunderstanding. And obviously Joe Cardo, who's absolutely flying just now, took full advantage of it. And then it was a penalty, no arguments with that. And it looked as if the game was beyond us. But when you get a goal back early in the second half, then it gives you a bit of momentum and you can throw caution to the wind a little bit and see if you can get something in. But you always need a bit of good fortune to win a game in the last minute. And
was that the key to really getting that goal?
Yeah, of course, because it gives you a chance. I mean, it gives you a chance in the game. If it's 10 or 15 minutes go and you're struggling a little bit, you know, then obviously the atmosphere changes and everybody gets a little bit frantic. But the fact that we managed to get that, then obviously the atmosphere becomes more positive, the players are a little bit more relaxed, and we go on. And even if you draw the game, it's still a fantastic outcome. But to get the wins is a bonus, there's no question about it.
What did you tell them at half time? Because I mean, they came out in the second half at it straight away.
Well, basically to show a bit of character, you know, and because I felt that when the second goal went in, our heads went down a little bit and we looked a bit flat, which is understandable. You're playing against a team at the top of the league and, you know, got plenty of firepower. But we you know, all of a sudden it just seemed to be like kick the ball away and no one wanted to take responsibility. So we're thankful it was 2-0 at half time. But you know, I said before, I've been with most of this group of players for the last few years, and the one thing we've always done is show total commitment, and we've shown that again today in the second half in particular. But as I said, I thought we started the game well. It was a really open game, and it was a really good game. But obviously, from my point of view, it's always a bit, you know, it always seems a good game when you win.
It must be great. Let's have seen Patong go up now after the injury.
I mean, obviously, he's only 19, you know, and I think we tend to forget that. You know, when I hear top players getting mentioned at 19 in top clubs, it's always as if they're really young and experienced, but we've got boys at that level, and it's as if we're expecting the finished article. He's not the finished article, he's a long way short of it, but he has got, as I said, you know, blistering pace, he's got power, and you know, when teams are pushing up, as they did do Dunfermline towards the end of the game, it's a great outlet for us. But listen, everybody, you know, it contributes to the team. And as I said, over the course of the season, I'm sure Jai will improve as an individual. And as I said, he's got great potential.
It must be great to have options like Jai and Gary to bring off the bench on the second half. Even like Gary's experience in the game, you know, we like to take his free kick.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we know Gary's got that in the locker. He's done it with many clubs. And when he stepped up for it, you're just thinking at the target. But he's got that. He's got that. Quality, you know, and again, as I said, if those type of players can get in the area where it hurts teams, it's, the difficulty is because you can't play off flair players. As we're not a team at a certain level. We have to have hard work and organisation and get the balance right. But in the latter stages of the match, when you're chasing the game, you bring on those type of players, then it gives you an option. And Conor McManus as well set up the long ball over the top for Jai as well. So all three substitutes combined. To give us a victory, and that's what you want as a manager. You want everybody contributing, and I think we got that today. But listen, as I said, it'll be a sore one in Dunfermline. But from our point of view, we looked dead and buried at half time, but we showed, you know, an unbelievable resolve and desire, and fair play to the players.
Smash.
Thank you.